The conclusion of this seminal perek in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, which as we noted is the Gedola Tshuva, is the Malas HaTshuva, before that the Tshuva Min HaDeos, every line here, B'choleis B'guhiyu B'gadecha Levanim, right, it's one of these prakim, which is itself a national treasure, within the national treasure of the Yerach HaZaka. So the conclusion is a very subtle one. The Rambam writes the following: "Bale tshuva darkan liyoshefelim ve'anavim biyoser." Right, Rav Chanan Zatzal used to speak about how the goal of tshuva is certainly to create a personality that's characterized by significant anivos, right, consistent with his view in Hilchos Deis, but at the same time it requires a great degree of assertiveness. And even self-confidence to believe that behaviors that have been habituated over years and decades can be changed. But nonetheless, this is the goal, right? Dark on Leos, Shvelim v'anovim biyoser, Simcharfu osan aksilim. So if fools, more on this in a second, v'maseim harishonim v'amrlam emesh, third time in the parak that we have that formulation, ha'isa osa kach v'kach, v'emesh ha'isa omer kach v'kach, Al yargishu lahen al shamin usmeicham yodim shezo zchus lahem shekol zman shein boshim imaseyem shavru v'nichlamem mehem zchusam merubam alasam bisgadalas. Right, that these individuals are fools instead of recognizing that that was emesh, but today is hayom, as the Rambam noted in the two previous halachos, gedola tshuva and malas tshuva, as we discussed with the differences between them. This person is stuck in the past. V'cheid gamur hu. Strong language. Lomar lebal tshuva zechar ma'asach harishonim alaskir on the fun of kedei levaisho, alahaskir dvarim vinyanim hadomin lahem kedei lahaskiro me'asa, hakol aser it's nisa daraisa chait gamor mozar lav bichlal unas dvarim sheisira tara la shenemar velo sonu iser samiso based on the Gemara and Bava Metzia daf nun chas, where the Gemara talks about how unas dvarim supersedes unas mammon in its severities and emar bovi aresa melokecha. Zelona marbo, zebegufo, zebemamono, and most importantly, zenitan leheshavon, vezelonitan leheshavon. It's almost impossible to make restitution when one has violated such a terrible iser chamor. So what is the Rambam localizing this halacha? Right. Sometimes the vart for the Rambam is that the location is everything. So I think we have here something which is exquisite. Right? When the Rambam spoke about Gedola Tshuva and Malas HaTshuva, right, the point of emphasis was that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was willing to turn the page. B'makom she Balei Tshuva Omdim Afilu Tzedukim Gemurim Meinam Yicholim Lamod. Where the Rambam notes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is completely prepared that somebody who is Meshukat Smetuav Meruchak To'eva can be Ahuv Yadid Nechmad V'Karov. And not only that, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking towards that, and that's Hashem's aspiration. And sadly, so sadly, you know, that is what is divine. But so often, human beings are vindictive and vengeful, and don't recognize the significance and the centrality of this idea, and they're stuck in the emesh, and they're not prepared to accept Hayom, and that is a sad reality. What the Rambam is doing here is contrasting, and I think by contrasting, highlighting the Gedola Tshuva aspect that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is prepared, Shuvu Adayin U'um Hashem, right, V'shavtem Ad Hashem Elokacha V'shamata B'kolo, how remarkable Tshuva is. It defies human behavior where people are vindictive and vengeful and looking to score points by constantly rubbing people's pasts in their faces. And so, of course, nothing could be less humane. And as the Rambam is suggesting here, by placing this halacha, right, the Rambam deals with Onas Devarim in other places, right, in the context of Onam more generally, right, based on the relationship between these two matters. The Rambam integration of Onas Devarim into Hilchos Tshuva is seminal, because what he's suggesting is that we should appreciate Tshuva all the more because we don't often experience it at the human level, or we very often experience the opposite at the human level, where people are unforgiving and they're unwilling to give people that blank slate, that tabula rasa. And here, you know, again, not that the Baal Tshuva should take it to heart. On the contrary, he should realize how significant what he's done really is. But at the same time, we can appreciate that much more Kadosh Baruch Hu's willingness, right? Yimincha pshuta lekabel poshim v'chataim, as we say this time of year, we appreciate it all the more in light of the fact that it is not typical as far as human conduct is concerned. Ad kan perek zayin of Hilchos Tshuva.